This book is dedicated to the people whom my heart belongs to and my world revolves around, my family. Ursula, my wife for life, your love and support make everything I do possible, including this book. I adore you. Sophie and Halston, you are my favorite miracles. My mission in life is to be the best father I can possibly be for both of you. I love you all more than I, or any author, could ever put into words. Introduction. Before we begin, I messed up with my last book, The Miracle Morning. My goal was to change 1 million lives, one morning at a time. I took that goal seriously. It took more than 18 months of nonstop promotion to hit a wave of momentum, and more than 5 years to reach that goal. But the book did eventually make it into the hands of more than 1 million people who needed it. To get there, I was interviewed on hundreds of podcasts, did more than a dozen television interviews, filled my speaking engagement calendar, and created a Facebook community so I could interact with readers directly, all to light a beacon for those looking to better themselves with a simple yet highly effective daily personal development practice. From the outside, it looked as though I had achieved that goal. If you are one of the more than 1 million people who have read or listened to that book, joined the Miracle Morning community on Facebook, or been impacted by someone in the previous two camps, you may be scratching your head and wondering, how can a book and a message that have reached and seemingly helped so many people not be considered a success? I know. It took me a while to accept this perspective myself. I mean, by all measurements, I had achieved my goal. The Miracle Morning is now practiced daily by hundreds of thousands of people in more than 100 countries. I receive messages daily from people with stories of miraculous health recoveries, from cancer survivors to accident victims, many pounds shed, books written, and new businesses started. Many people have moved, traveled, and found love. Generally speaking, the Miracle Morning has supported countless people to discover and share their unique gifts, which makes the world better for all of us. All of these wins fill my heart with tremendous gratitude. Still, something had been nagging at me since that book was published in 2012. Though having a committed daily personal development practice is what will enable you to develop the internal qualities and characteristics you need to achieve everything you want in your life, it doesn't actually produce achievements. It's only half of the equation, so to speak. You can meditate every day, read personal development books, gain clarity by journaling, and become the most knowledgeable, confident, and prepared person you could ever be, and then still do nothing. How helpful is that? Maybe this scenario sounds familiar to you. Your bookshelves are overflowing with more wisdom than you have time to read, or you are a regular at how to transform your life lectures and conferences. Still, you feel as though something is missing. The results just aren't there. Your bank account balance isn't where you want it to be. The personal relationship that you're in and that you expected to be so fulfilling, maybe it isn't. Maybe you are struggling to start or build a business, find a career that suits you, or just find happiness in your everyday life. Or maybe all of the above has happened, yet you are still driven to attain that elusive next level of personal or professional success. If you have found yourself in this situation, and trust me, I've been guilty of it myself, you may well be, probably unknowingly, part of an overflowing group of what I call personal development junkies. Speaking as a recovering member myself, I know we love the high of those aha moments, and that's what we chase. But nothing actually changes. No lasting transformation occurs. We just continue on, persistently wanting the same things. I used to devour book after book, believing that with each new morsel of wisdom I absorbed, I became a better version of myself. As if that knowledge, tucked safely inside my brain, were sufficient. It's not uncommon to think that engaging in daily personal development is enough in and of itself. But it's really not. If you're sick of setting goals only to beat yourself up for not achieving them, you're not alone. And you'll also get a lot out of this book. You must follow.